Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be sunny. We'll have a high near 80 degrees. In Kenosha right now, temperature-wise, 63 degrees, 59 in Burlington, Milwaukee 62, it is 64 in Racine. Mount Pleasant police are investigating what was reported to be a drive-by shooting that occurred just after 4:30 or so this morning. Two teenage victims found along Sheridan Road north of Highway KR, one of them with a gunshot wound to the leg, the other shot in the face. Flight for Life was requested but not flying this morning due to fog. Both victims then taken by South Shore paramedics to All Saints Emergency. The only information about the offenders, a vehicle described as dark in color, possibly heading south on Highway 32. Racine police asked to divert southbound traffic from 32 at Chicory Road. The Kenosha Sheriff's Department asked about diverting northbound traffic at KR. Illinois State Police say a seven-vehicle crash on I-94 in Gurnee injured eight people. It involved six passenger vehicles and one semi. It occurred just south of Grand Avenue. One of the victims hospitalized in critical condition. Lane shut down while the scene was cleared, causing, of course, significant travel delays. A good portion of last night's Kenosha City Council meeting focused on a Class A liquor license proposed for the mobile gas station on 22nd Avenue, but recommended for denial based on it being less than 300 feet from a church. Alderman Jesse Downing disagreed with the licensing committee's unanimous vote.
Based on the simple fact is he has done everything we've asked him to do. He's cleaned up the area. He went to the neighbors, got him to sign these petitions saying to give it to him. And I've known this individual for probably 4.5 to 5 years. And in his other businesses that he has in Milwaukee and other areas, he doesn't have violations up there either.
Alderman Jan Mikulski, though, talked about maintaining standards.
Gasoline alone is not a very good way to make a living with these businesses, and they almost all have to provide some product or service besides gasoline to make a profit and to make a living. On the other hand, you know, if we grant this license for alcohol, I can guarantee you just about every gas station in town is going to be coming to us and wanting a liquor license.
The council vote 14-2 in support of the committee's recommendation to deny the liquor license. Alderman LaMacchia and Downing opposed. The owner of the National Hockey League's Minnesota Wild is Racine resident Craig Leopold, who talked to a group of mostly students at the Carthage College Siebert Chapel last evening about sports marketing and management, but mainly about hockey. Leopold said he would not have a financial stake in the proposed downtown Racine Arena to attract a Milwaukee Bucks D-League team and a minor league hockey club. The only question about the hockey situation in the arena during that one-hour event that took place last night.
I am very, very supportive of that project, personally. And I'm not going to be involved in the financing of the arena, but if the arena is built, I have committed to putting a USHL hockey team in that arena.
The students told an internship is their best chance at working for a sports team.
We work them pretty hard, and by the end of a couple months, we have that usually culled down to about half the number that we started with. But I will tell you in our organization that if I look at all the middle management of our company and down, they all started from within. And the only reason I'm using middle management is that the Minnesota Wild has only been in existence since the year 2000.
Leopold said that he sold the Nashville Predators in late 2007 and bought the Wild in early 2009 for one reason. Nashville is not hockey in Minnesota. He also noted that analytics are big in baseball, and it's also playing into what they do in hockey these days. He acknowledged his Wild will likely have to get past the Chicago Blackhawks in the playoffs, but boasted a 5-0 record in the regular season against them last year. After a year's hiatus, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show will be back in 2017. Scheduling issues and no financial support led to this year's show being scrapped. The Navy Blue Angels will headline next year's show, scheduled for July the 15th, 16th, and 17th. An announcement of the title sponsor for the event will be made tomorrow. A Milwaukee police officer is accused of driving drunk while off duty. Officials say she struck a police car this past Saturday near 76th and Florist. The name of the officer not released, but she's been on the force for about 22 years. A federal judge in Milwaukee refusing to throw out a lawsuit filed on behalf of a Kenosha Tremper transgender student who alleges he's the victim of illegal discrimination because he's been prohibited from using the bathroom of his gender identity. Speaking from the bench, Federal Judge Pamela Pepper ruled there is enough uncertainty in current law to give the plaintiffs a plausible chance of success. First legal hurdle to be cleared by Ash Whitaker. A third issue dropped yesterday, one of Whitaker's attorneys conceding the district was not requiring transgender students to wear green wristbands in order to more easily track their movement in school. Attorneys for both Whitaker and the district expected to be back in court later today for arguments on Whitaker's request for a preliminary injunction. It's a much higher legal standard for the plaintiffs to clear. Budget season in Caledonia getting underway last night. Village Administrator Tom Christensen presenting his proposed 2017 budget to the board, calling the second budget he's presented more challenging than the first one. Christensen said that his proposed spending plan is balanced while addressing some concerns within the community. Said it includes paying off some of the debt in tax incremental district number 4.
We're poised to see significant increment generated shortly. However, we don't want to get caught behind. So we've proposed paying $250,000 down on that with the 2017 levy.
And with the new Village Hall going to be opening up, Christensen proposing the office portion of the existing structure be demolished, a garage for village equipment constructed in its place. This budget also has about $1.6 million in capital projects, a new position to be created, Human Resources Assistant Village Administrator. Also funding for a 2% across-the-board wage increase for village workers, but for the administrator, to allow for merit increases. It includes a $150,000 or 1.1% increase in the tax levy over this year's spending plan. The village board will now get to talk about the budget, setting up for a vote later this year. Rotary Clubs of Racine offering the city a $100,000 contribution toward construction of a permanent performance structure at Festival Park. To eliminate the need for building temporary structures, the offer, though with a couple of provisos. Letter to Mayor John Dickert and the council says cost of temporary structures makes it impossible for some local groups to hold their events there. In exchange for this generous contribution, the request is that the new structure be developed in recognition of the founder of Rotary International, Paul P. Harris, born in Racine, and that the name of the park be officially and permanently changed to Paul P. Harris Rotary Park. In addition, Racine Rotary is requesting the opportunity to develop and install some expertise, as well as outdoor signage, sculptures, and indoor interpretive exhibits that would share, according to their letter, the history of Rotary in Racine. That request will be going through the council tonight on to the Finance Committee. Wisconsin Realtors Association putting out the latest numbers regarding existing home sales in the state. Ended a very strong note, according to reports for the month of August.
In southeast Wisconsin, sales were up 9.8% over last August, with Kenosha County showing an 18.9% increase, 7.9% in Racine County, and 9.2% in Milwaukee County. Median prices also increased, 17.9% in Kenosha County, 2.2% in Racine County, and 5.9% in Milwaukee County. Through the first 8 months of the year, Kenosha County sales rose 8.4%, 6.2% in Racine County and 10.4% in Milwaukee County. Median prices rose 5.6% in Kenosha County, 1.1% in Racine County, and 5.2% in Milwaukee County. Statewide, August sales were up 9% over last year, with median prices rising to $170,000. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Racine Unified is yet to report, but the Kenosha Unified School District reports third Friday enrollment was down 332 students from last year. That was expected, they say, as the district continues to experience a community birth rate decline from back in 2009. The Kenosha School of Technology had the largest growth of any school. They continue expansion into their West Campus. Just under 22,000 students in a news release indicating Kenosha Unified is expected to remain the third largest school district in the state behind Milwaukee and Madison. Racine Unified third Friday figures have been requested. The annual count of the students, well, it can be adjusted for absences and things like that. Figures related to how much funding districts receive from local tax levies and state aid, that's how it all factors in. Of the process. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are in the local news section. Also at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.